Welcome back to Turn It Up to 11. I'm Mick Muller.
I'm Benjamin Miner.
And we're now into our second segment of the first hour. This next couple of tracks, I'm the Slime, will have just been released on his latest album as he's recording this live at the Roxy Theater, followed up by Big Swifty, which was a project that he did sitting in a wheelchair after he got knocked off stage at the end of the tour that he did with Flo and Eddie as the Mothers.
Yeah, there were a couple of years there. Maybe it was a year and a half, maybe, when in between touring acts, where Zappa was just laid up infirm and decided that he should try to learn something new. So he sought out a couple of jazz arrangers and picked their brains. And what came out of that was some very unusual stuff, which I like a whole lot. It's never been something that you get to hear a lot more of. It's a little bit in some of the late 80s tours, but here he was still, it was still obviously fresh on his mind because he was working it out for a different lineup altogether.
You have George Duke, you've got the Fowler Brothers,
the fantastic Ruth Underwood, who he really leaned on. I really feel like he couldn't have expressed his musical ideas nearly as well without having her on board.
Right.
And she is just part of his vocabulary, and the use of the vibraphone
right.
in and of itself is so much, such a cornerstone of how he speaks
right.
that it's hard for me to think of Zappa's music without having her in the corner.
Right, right. And Napoleon Murphy Brock, who's a fantastic singer and a saxophone player, and then two drummers. Two drummers on stage.
Which I always thought was really crazy because it's two identical drum kits, and I'm listening for it in the records, and when you're younger, you don't have that much sense of musical vocabulary, so I wasn't sure why there were two drum sets. But when you get to see the movie, you really get to see those guys working out
right.
and playing off of each other, and it was really something to see. It really gave me a fresh appreciation for what they could do.
Right.
And up to this point, when I first listened to Roxy, and I said, Chester Thompson, isn't he the guy from Weather Report? Which is what he would go do after this band.
Right after this band, yeah.
I'm gross and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I have existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I am the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? Well, I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you and eat the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold. And you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold. I am the slime from the lady ho, who's in the lawn on the little mo-mo. I am the slime from the video, can't stop the slime being put in the video. I am the slime from the video, who's in the lawn on the little mo-mo. I am the slime from the video, can't stop the slime people of the negro.